This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So we get this question often in regards to whether it is permissible or impermissible to dye one's hair. Through the light of the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet, peace be upon him, we can conclude that it is permissible and rather recommended to dye the hair of the head for men and women and the beard for men. We have a narration where Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma is reported to have said that a man who had dyed his hair with henna passes by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the messenger remarks, "How handsome is this," i.e. the dyeing of the hair. Then another individual who had dyed his hair with henna and katam, another type of plant, passes by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and now he remarks, "This is more handsome." Now we have a third individual who had dyed his hair sofra, yellow color, passing by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet remarks, "This one is more handsome than all the others." And the hadith is an authentic one recorded in the book of Imam Abu Dawud rahimahullah. Now at this point, at this juncture, it is important for us to take the current landscape into consideration, and we should carefully note that the general principle with regards to matters of adornment and beautification for both genders is that it is not allowed to do anything that involves forbidden kinds of imitation, such as the imitation of a people who involve themselves in immoral acts, in indecencies, in things that are forbidden by the Quran and the teachings of the Prophet, peace be upon him. We have a narration where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, "Man tashabbaha biqawmin," whoever imitates a people is one of them. So based on this narration, we need to look for the right type of role models and a right type of people to emulate. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us all to do so. Along with that, we have the narration recorded by Imam Muslim rahimahullah that when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw gray hair on the head of the famous companion Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's father, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Change this," i.e. the gray hair, "with something." And according to the report recorded by Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said at that juncture, "The Jews do not dye their hair, so be different from them," i.e. go on to dye your hair. Now, there's a difference of opinion between the scholars on whether the messenger himself dyed his hair or not. There's a difference of opinion. We have some scholars who say, yes, the messenger did. And there are others who say, no, he didn't, based on different reports that we have in place. However, it is established that the two famous companions, the two friends of the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu an, and Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu an, the two of them did dye the hair of their head and their beard. So based on this, it will be classed as something mandub, in other words, in the Arabic language, mandub in the Arabic language, which is translated as recommended. And if you go with the scholars who deem that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did dye his hair, then it becomes a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And another point to establish is that the dyeing of one's hair through most organic products like henna-based products and other organic products will not affect the validity of one's ablution, one's wudu, or the obligatory bath, the ghusl. Because the coating that takes place after dyeing one's hair through these products is not considered a coating that prevents water from penetrating. It is not considered as such. And lastly, in regards to dyeing one's gray hair with the color black, there is a difference of opinion amidst the scholars in this regard. We have scholars who prohibit it completely due to narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the effect where he is reported to have said, "There will be a people who will come later in my ummah, in my nation, and they will apply black dye. They will not even smell the fragrance of the garden of Jannah." Hadith is recorded in the book of Imam Abu Dawud rahimahullah. Now there are others who allow it, who permit it on certain grounds. There are conditions that need to be fulfilled. And then there are those who don't deem it unlawful, but they still consider it makruh. They consider it highly disliked. If you are able to distinguish between these different opinions put forth by the scholars, and if you are able to analyze the evidences / interpretations presented by all fronts, then choosing the most stronger view would be applicable. Otherwise, avoiding black and steering clear of the ikhtilaf, of the difference of opinion amidst the scholars, would be the safest route in this regard. We conclude this Q&A episode by saying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. This is Mu'izz Bukhari signing off. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.